I'm your host, Sabrina Nicole, and welcome back to the Empowered Expansion Podcast. Here, we're all about tapping into our true power and creating a life we love. Are you ready to be the badass, powerful creator you could choose to be? Join me every week for deep self-concept work, very practical consciousness tools, and some sexy inspiration to elevate your self-image and expand beyond your current reality. I'm going to show you how to relax into creation and have some fun and ease along the way. Let's go. Alrighty, so for today's episode, I'm going to read you guys about half a page from a book that I'm reading, and we're going to talk about it. This book is called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully by Simone Melasses. Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. I'm not reading this book to get out of debt joyfully necessarily. I don't have this big debt issue I'm trying to get rid of. This, and if you do, you could totally read this book, but this book is about way more than that. It's about like having joy with money and expansion and having choices. And I am I'm not even halfway through, and this book is already impacting my day-to-day life. So what I'm going to read right now, she's talking about creating new streams of income. But you can see this as you can apply this to creating more money in your life. And also to creating more expression and more fun and more joy in your life. So here we go. I'm going to start reading and then we're going to have a little chat about it. So the book says, when I talked about creating new revenue streams in a class once, this is the author speaking, by the way, one of the class participants said, I get what you're saying, and I'm working on several different revenue streams while I'm writing a book. Yet, I keep thinking, this new track is taking me away from my book. Or, my book is taking me away from the workshop I want to create. This is a common concern, because in reality, people project at you that you should finish one thing before you start another. Is that true for you? What works for you? Is it more fun to have lots of different things going on? Why don't you try it out and see? I had a previous business partner who always said to me, Simone, you need to finish one thing and then start another one. You're working on too many things at once. And of course, I disavowed my knowing and awareness, and I thought that he was right. So I would try to do one thing and complete it, then I would start another thing, and it was driving me crazy. It was really hard work that way because it's not who I am and it's not how I create. When I looked at it, I realized that I really enjoy working on at least 10 to 20 things at once. That's what was really joyful for me. I love working on them all at different times and having them lightly tap on my awareness, asking, hey, what about me now, when they require my attention. If you didn't judge the way you create as wrong, how much more fun could you have with creating even more? What if you could engage with all of your projects? What if you can have multiple revenue streams that you love to create with? So I love this. Okay, we're done reading. Now it's Sabrina speaking. So I love this part where she says, now I'm quoting again. She says, I love working on them all at different times and having them lightly tap on my awareness, asking, hey, what about me now, when they require my attention. After I read this, I allowed myself to start dabbling more with different things. Record another podcast here, try a class here, record this, do that. And I started having a lot of fun. And I totally, I invite you to maybe see if that's something like an unspoken law that you've been following for some reason, that you have to finish one thing and then you can start another. you know, finish your food first, finish your homework first, then you can go have fun. What if you can have now as an adult a ton of fun doing a ton of different things? Within access consciousness, which is, I don't know what access consciousness is. It's like a consciousness movement entity. I don't know. They have certain books, classes that I have a lot of fun taking. It contributes a lot to me as of now. They have this concept that they teach where there are humans and then there are humanoids. And humans are maybe fine just kind of like living in a box, doing one thing at a time, kind of going at that rhythm. And then humanoids are these type of, I don't know if evolved humans or different whatever, that like need to be doing at least 10 to 20 things at the same time. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, I bet you are more of a quote-unquote humanoid. I think the whole point of this human-humanoid situation is to kind of bring awareness to yourself and see, maybe I don't operate like everyone else or the way I was told I should operate. And maybe the way I create, the way I live is different from how I was, like people tried to program me to create. So she also, I'm going to read another part of the book, which I liked, which is right here, where she talks about if you go into overwhelm and what you should do there. So here I go. I'm going to read another paragraph from the book. Practice taking the bird's eye view now with a project or part of your life you tend to go into overwhelm with. So I invite you right now to think about a project, maybe something you've been trying to create, something going on in your life that you get overwhelmed with. Take a look and ask, could somebody else contribute to this? Here are some powerful questions you can ask. Here's another one. Could somebody else add something to this? Could somebody else do this better than me? These are all questions you can use so that you don't go into overwhelm and so that you create more clearly. When you think you have too much going on, ask, what can I add to my life so that I have clarity and ease with all of this and more? Adding to your life will create more of what you desire. Eliminating from your life will not. And how many times in our lives are we like in overwhelm and we want to... Okay, now it's me, Saudi speaking. Hello. How many times in life, like, do you find yourself maybe overwhelmed and what you want to do is like take everything away, like stop everything? What if, just to explore, what if you add more projects into your life, if you start dabbling in more interests, if you start working on more things... there starts to be a lot more flow and ease and fun. What a fun concept, right? Instead of needing to eliminate things from your life, what can you add to your life? This, I've seen it happen with money quite a bit. My mom taught me once not to focus so much on saving, but to focus on creating more money. Now, depends what creating more money can be just so much more fun. It can mean way more contribution coming from you, way more contribution you giving to others, and them through that exchange of value also giving you a ton of money. Money can come from many different areas. In this book, it even invites you to start to stop judging how much is a lot of money, how much is a little bit of money, how much work you think it's going to take and what you're trying to avoid, and kind of just start noticing where money wants to show up in your life and receiving it. And, you know, I was like, okay, I open up. And this morning I got two texts for two different money-making opportunities. Someone wanted to alquilar mi estacionamiento, like I have a parking spot in my building. And maybe in the past I would think like, nah, there's not much money. I'd rather just like not even care. Like, I don't even want to put my energy there, you know? And someone else also asked me for a story, if they can pay me to make a story. And for them, I would be like, no, I don't want a little bit of money to make a story. It needs to be a lot of money or none. And when I kind of like dropped the judgments and just kind of opened myself up to receive more, I was able to see these opportunities and be like, yes, okay, I receive it. And I think that's going to bring even more into my life, like starting to be aware of other ways money can come into my life. And here, I even, te regalo una pregunta, I gift you a question you can use, which is, what would it take for more money to show up into my life? No, what would it take for more money to show up in my life? What would it take to have more money show up in my life? And just stay in that question. You don't have to answer it. It's letting that, what this question does is it brings up this energy of new possibilities. What would it take to have more money in my life? And just kind of like open up to start receiving more and adding more into your life. All right. I'm excited to share more from this book. I thought what I shared today was really powerful in my life. So I wanted to share it with you guys because I am here to empower your expansion. All right. Thanks for being with me and I'll see you in the next epi. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram @EmpoweredExpansionPodcast. See you soon.